Flame bench. There's all kinds of excitement going on there.
Scores! Roll the highlight reel. 6-0 Flames.
You can't put it in the wind column.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby!
This is Flames Talk with Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, let's get things going on this Monday, April 7th. We are underway on Flames Talk. It's Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson along with you, and just wanted to start this hour by saying that we're doing this hour and next little while with a really heavy heart. We found out earlier on Monday that a member of the Flames media family has passed away. Greg Millen passed away on Monday morning, and at the age of 67. Shocking to everybody. And we just wanted to start off the hour with that we'll be doing this hour with an extremely heavy heart, and from Flames Talk and everybody here at Sportsnet 960 and Flames Radio, just all the thoughts and prayers to the Millen family. He's survived by his wife and four children, some grandchildren as well. And just an absolutely gutting loss. What Greg has turned into as a real regular member of the Flames media family over the last couple of years. I'll always remember him and Ryan and Rick Ball doing the Calgary Dallas series and how epic that was in 2022. And just the more and more that we got to see Greg around the Saddle Dome over the last number of years, just a biting sense of humor and so full of life. And one of the most active guys that you knew. Loved the game so much, loved being around the Flames, loved being accepted into the Flames family. You'll be missed, Millsy. Greg Millen passed away earlier on Monday.
Yeah.
And so we'll be doing the rest of the day and rest of the week with a really heavy heart. So this hour, without question, dedicated to the life and memory of Greg Millen and to the Millen family.
Yeah, absolutely. Sending all our condolences. These are obviously never easy, and yet, you know, we were just talking off air. I think I emailed back and forth with Greg Millen a few days ago. You know, we saw him at the rink extremely recently, and so to receive news like this really blindsides you. You know, a guy that we'll remember as just a in his analysis, and I'll forever appreciate this about Millsy, like absolutely brutally and bluntly honest with you got exactly what Greg Millen was thinking, whether it was on the broadcast or if you asked him a question at morning skate about what did he think of this goalie or what was he seeing here. There was never any reading between the lines with Millsy, and yet where my mind and I think so many go today is just like what a terrific storyteller. You could be sitting at a table for the media meal talking about almost anything and kind of throw a question to Millsy. I remember one specific instance where Aaron Vickers, our Flames Talk fam member, was talking about the World Championship. It would have been at the end of last year, and he was preparing to go to the Worlds. And I remember asking Greg, hey, did you ever play in the World Championship? And just the stories that brought up instantly and the laughs that we had for the next few minutes, just a really... really nice man, a really great storyteller, and this incredible self-deprecating sense of humor. Like Millsy, and this isn't always the case with guys who played a long time in the NHL, Millsy didn't take himself too seriously.
No, he right? was maybe one of the most self-deprecating guys. We get this opportunity to do the broadcast crews on home games, get a chance to chat with Ryan Huska in the Hot Stove Lounge after he does his general media availability. And the amount of times that Greg would just, you know, ask a question and then follow it up with some self-deprecating comment about his career.
Yeah.
And I mean, this guy played 14 seasons in the NHL, like an incredibly good hockey player, an incredibly good goaltender. You don't get to the NHL without being 0.01% in the world at your craft. And yet was always so self-deprecating and always made you laugh, was always there to laugh at himself. And, you know, Ryan and Johnny, the way that they would poke fun at him on the telecast.
Yeah.
And he was always such a good sport. And I was like, you guys are ganging up. I mean, like he was in on the joke and he didn't take this too seriously. And you know, as we're talking about the Flames trying to make the playoffs and what that means or what that doesn't mean, in the end, whether they make it or not doesn't truly mean anything. It'll be disappointing, and Flames fans want to see them in, or Flames fans want to see them tank or whatever. But, Wes, I mean, like, in the end, it's hockey, and Greg Millen always knew that it was hockey and always approached it like, this is a privilege to be talking about a game.
Yeah.
And a privilege to be doing this for a living. And so as he passes on Monday, that is very, 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 very front of mind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And yet I think Millsy would give you full permission to be invested in the game and, you know, use tonight's game as an escape from whatever heavy heart you might have. But your point is absolutely right. Like, this is, it's always bigger than hockey. I got to tell you, it's hard for me. I'm, you know, still a rookie at this radio thing, and it's difficult to get news like that and immediately be able to sort of put in words. And yet I just think how fortunate we've been to be around him. Like, I've had so many laughs, and you talk about, you know, he was always in on the joke. I remember being a road trip, and the running joke with Ryan Leslie and Rick Ball was that Greg Millen couldn't pronounce Huberto. It was Huberdor, and it was so in his head by the end of the road trip. And of course, you know, Jonathan Huberto has the puck quite often. And I just jump in an Uber with the guys on the way to the rink, and it was all they talked about. And we're talking about somebody who played, he must have been over 600 NHL games. Yep. And yet just never, ever took himself too seriously. I can only imagine the stories that will be shared in the coming days by former teammates, you know, by his family and his loved ones. Certainly you think of his wife and his kids and those grandkids, because Greg Millen was a guy that we all are wishing today we got to spend some more time with.
I am going to pivot. It doesn't seem right to talk about Zane Parekh and what's going to happen with him. That was what we were going to do in this segment. If you're just joining us, like, as we're talking right now, it's 5:16 p.m. in Calgary. I got the news at around 4:30 p.m. I got a phone call, and the news was delivered. We did the second half because, you know, respectfully going to wait until the family gives the okay to put the announcement out. So it was not public. It became public right as we were finishing up the Daily Flames roundtable to wrap up the first hour on this Monday. This segment, we were going to talk about Zane Parekh and what things might look like. I think instead we'll take this this segment just to talk about Millsy. We can pivot and defer the Zane Parekh conversation until Tuesday. And we will chat with Marty Jelena in the second half of this hour, get a look at the Calgary Wranglers as well. I'll read this from Sportsnet. This is Sportsnet's release that just came out on this Monday as well. It is with heavy hearts that we at Sportsnet mourn the passing of Greg Millen, a beloved figure in our hockey community and cherished member of our NHL on Sportsnet team. As both a player and broadcaster, Greg left an indelible mark on the sport, as well as everyone who had the pleasure to know him, watch him, and listen to him. With his infectious passion for the game, sharp insights, and quick wit, Greg was a trusted and familiar voice in the homes of millions of Canadians for more than 30 years. Our deepest condolences go out to Greg's family, friends, colleagues, fans, and all those who were touched by his kindness, expertise, and endless love for the game of hockey. He will be dearly missed. And honestly, it's really well said. You always came away from a situation with Greg Millen. Like you always laughed. Like he always just had the mood light, you know, whether they were in a playoff series or whether they were, he always just knew the right balance to strike of, you know, are we having fun or is it serious? And even when it was quote unquote serious, it was always with the right type of, you know, gravitas. 'Cause in the end, it's a game. In the end, it's just hockey. It's just a sport. And he always got that. And I learned a couple of things about Millsy that he and I bonded over, a couple of like similar shared experiences that he and I had with some health struggles over the last couple of years that I didn't know he had dealt with until this season. And he didn't know I had dealt with, and just, you really got to know the guy. And it was always what an incredible two guys to work with if you're John Abbott and Ryan Leslie, right? Like you get Kelly Rudy and Greg Millen, like yeah. Two of these unbelievable human beings. And two of these people that just like, whenever you see them, the room lights up and you're like, damn, Millsy's here or Kelly's here. It's like, it's a treat when they're at the rink and to know that won't happen again with Greg is really difficult. And obviously I can't even imagine what Johnny and John Abbott and Ryan Leslie are feeling on this Monday. And you know, the producers and some of the people that really worked even closer with Greg than we did. Just all my thoughts to everybody. It really is just a piece of garbage news on this Monday.
Yeah. And you're going to hear, and I hope this can be at some point uplifting for those who knew Greg best and you know, for his family and so on. You know, Millsy touched a lot of corners of the hockey world, right? He played for a bunch of teams. He played for the Penguins, Whalers, Blues, Nordiques, Blackhawks, and Red Wings. He, you know, worked for Hockey Night in Canada. He's been a guy who, like, we're not talking about somebody who was sort of a household name in one market. What you're going to see and what I hope will mean something to those loved ones is you're going to see a real outpouring of support from all corners. And that's because, Pat, you and I, these stories that we share, whether it was the laughs at the media meal, whether it was Greg being the first one to check in with somebody just to see how things were going, if he knew the last time he saw you, maybe they hadn't been going so great. Like all these experiences are going to be echoed by people far and wide. I think, you know, you and I have been fortunate to be covering this team in this market for a bunch of years. And you and I, you know, we're guys who are in a local market and don't have Hockey DB pages. And sometimes the national aces with 15 years of playing experience don't have a whole lot of time for guys like me and you. And that's fine. I get it. Greg Millen is the exact opposite of that. Greg Millen, who played 600 games, would have asked you constantly what you're seeing. Right?
Yep.
Same with me. Greg Millen is just one of those guys. And I'm sorry, Millsy, but you know, I'm gonna share one of your big secrets on the air right now. Greg Millen wanted everyone to think he was a curmudgeon, right? Greg wanted to be that that sort of gruff Greg Millen couldn't be further from that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
he
Millsy. I'm sorry to out you today of all days, but you were the furthest thing from the grouch that you like to sometimes try to convince us you were. You were an absolute all-timer, and we are better to have had the opportunities we did to learn from you and chat with you and just be around you.
I love the way that he would just call it like he sees it, do it during a telecast. Like, you know, if the opposing goalie's not playing very well, it's like, just shoot it on this guy. He's terrible tonight. Like,
yeah,
I loved it.
An example that really stood out to me, and it was the very end of that marathon road trip. The Flames were in Dallas, and I'm only going to be paraphrasing here. Obviously, I don't know the exact wording of what he said, but it was late in the game, and Yegor Sharangovich had been struggling. And I remember Millsy saying, I don't know how many more times Ryan Huska can put him on the ice in this game.
Yep.
And essentially, whether he used this word or not, he basically said, this guy's a liability today, and the Flames, they can't keep playing him.
Yep.
And I remember thinking in that moment, geez, how often would you hear a guy just put it that
bluntly?
Yeah. But that was Millsy.
Let's read a few texts, 960-960. This says, at a time when so many think that making the playoffs or developing young talent are the most important things in the world, the passing of Greg lets us put things in their proper perspective. My thoughts are, with all who knew him, I'm sorry for your loss. This reads, hello, Pat. So sad to hear about Greg Millen. Rest in peace. Heath says, that's terrible news. My thoughts are with his family and the media family. This reads, it puts life into perspective. This reads, my condolences to the Millen and Sportsnet families. KL says, did they joke about how Greg didn't pay his tabs at restaurants? Yeah, they did. Which isn't actually true, but it was like this ongoing joke. I love the way, and again, as we said, Greg was always in on the joke. It was always part of it. John says, sad news, really enjoyed his work. Brian and Brooks, Greg Millen truly was one of the best to listen to. He'll forever be missed, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends and all of the Sportsnet family. Scott in Yorkton says, I was around 9 years old when I remembered Calgary playing St. Louis in the playoffs, and he was an amazing goalie in that series. It really seared him in my memory. His broadcasting since he retired has been top-notch, and he definitely will be missed by so many, I'm sure.
He was
in that series. I don't remember if it went six games. I think it went six games in 86. The final four series between Calgary and St. Louis that allowed Calgary to get to their first Stanley Cup final. Greg Millen was on the other side of that series with the Blues in 1986.
He was one of the only Blues in the 80s who didn't get traded to the Flames.
Yeah, indeed.
I think he might have split the crease that year. Yeah, I'm just looking. He split the crease that year with Rick Walmsley.
Who got traded to?
The Flames.
Kelly says, Millen being blunt and honest on air is a reason I love listening to his color commentary.
I thought it just made him, and maybe it's a real sort of gift for a broadcaster, the way he could, you know, not only was he the most sort of call it as you see it type of guy, but we watched over the years him go into the locker room, and anyone who's playing today had a ton of respect for Millsy. And sometimes when you're a little too honest, I think especially, you know, on the game tape, players, they might not hear the exact quote, but they hear about it from their loved ones. You wouldn't believe what Greg Millen said about you today. Millsy just had a real way of splitting the difference there. He'd tell you exactly what he thought, and yet his respect for the current players and theirs for him was never, ever in doubt.
Yep. Yep. I don't remember if it was the preseason this year or early regular season. Might have been the preseason even, but Millsy was doing a game, and he was... what I do after morning skate, I always, after morning skate finishes, they do their stretch, which is the signifies that it's time to go down from the stands and get ready to go into the locker room. And so that happens. We go into the room, do our media, ask our, you know, incredibly award-winning questions, and then leave. And I always, as we, if you're not familiar with the Saddle Dome, you got to, you go into the Flames room, you come out, and then you take a right down the hallway, and you go about, I don't know, 20 meters, and you go down to the Ed Whalen Media Lounge, and that's where we do our coach availability. So Ryan Huska is the last media availability of a game day morning. And so usually have about a 5-minute break between then. So what I usually do is I will detour down the visitors' hallway towards the visitors' bench on the ice just to see who's working late and skating late to get an idea as to who the healthy scratches are going to be. Because sometimes a guy's late into the room but isn't late skating. So I just like to check to see who's out there. And I just remember Millsy was standing there just, you know, hanging out. And I go, "Hi, Millsy, how you doing?" I didn't know he was there. I hadn't seen him yet. He goes, "Yeah, back for another flipping season." Like, just, as you said, like, clearly, like, pretending to be the curmudgeon, but yeah, not at, with a huge smile on his face, right? Like, "Yep, back for another flipping season." And flipping isn't the word that he used, but, and it's just a perfect, perfect characterization of always had the, always in on the joke, always the right perspective as to what we do. And
yeah,
it just, what we do, what the NHL is, what the people who broadcast and talk about the NHL is, it's all just a distraction to the real world BS that we all deal with. We all have crap in our own lives that is difficult and that takes a toll. And so this is the distraction. So then when this happens, like, it hits home that much more because it makes the distraction and the sandbox.
Yeah.
It makes the sandbox real. And that, yeah, it's just awful to hear.
It is. It is absolutely awful, heartbreaking news. Hockey, and not just hockey media, but hockey, period, is left better because of guys like Greg Millen.
A few more texts. I'm shocked to hear this news. I really like Greg's color commentary in so many games. Really knowledgeable and great analysis. My thoughts are with his family and friends right now. This reads, "I remember Greg when he first started as a broadcaster, seemed to struggle with getting a solid message across. He really grew into one of the better color commentators as his career progressed. Condolences to the Millen family." And this says, "Always felt like he was right there with you on the journey of being a Flames fan. Felt both the highs and lows along with you. Unbelievable insight into what was happening on the ice. Could see things coming and explained why. He was like having a good friend in the booth." That comes from Kevin. Rest in peace to Greg. Rest easy, sir. Thoughts and prayers to the entire Millen family. Millen friends and all those who worked extremely closely with him. We had the opportunity to work closely with him, but I just got it for Ryan and John and Rick Ball in Chicago. And all these are the guys that worked side by side with this guy and traveled with this guy and did road dinners with this guy. What a dude. Greg Millen passes at the age of 67. It's Pat and Wes. We're here at the Groundworks Downtown Studio, your local experts for foundation and crawl space repair.